original hymn, Once in Royal David City, hymn 376, choir sing verses 1 and 2, the congregation verses 3 and 5, 3 through 5. We stand and face the cross with procession of the cross. At this time, please stand, hymn 376. Spirit. Amen. Turn to the front of your hymnal to Psalm 110. Chant with the choir verses 1 through 4 responsively, Psalm 110. The first four verses and Gloria Patri.
Lord, set us forth from Zion.
down from his glory, you may be seated. Lessons and carols, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The first scripture lesson, the first Christmas promise, a reading from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die. You will surely not die, the serpent said to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. The man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" And the man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 379, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Oh,
The second scripture lesson. The virgin will conceive Emmanuel. A reading from Isaiah chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask the Lord, your God, for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 368, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 361, O little town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
5th scripture lesson, the baby in a manger, a reading from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from Nazareth in Galilee, in Judea, to Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him and was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 364, Away in the Manger.
Yeah.
seventh scripture lesson, Mary, Joseph, the baby, the shepherds, a reading from Luke chapter 2. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Choir sings, "Oh, what wonder." Sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In 387, joy to the world. Incarnation has given us proof that God did not leave us to our own devices, but came from heaven to earth and shares our flesh and blood. Jesus lived 9 months in his mother's womb. Jesus was a carpenter and for 30 years worked in a carpenter shop in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem, he lived in Nazareth, and he would be crucified in Jerusalem. You see, when God came and visited his people, he came as a real person who even now in his glorified state shares our flesh and blood. The reason we believe Christ is the Messiah is because he has fulfilled all the prophecies you heard today. He is the root of Jesse. He is the one to whom the nations will come. He is the one who was born in Bethlehem. He is the one who is the seed of the woman who has come to crush the head of the serpent. He is the one that was foretold by Isaiah, the one who would be born of a virgin and would be great, and the government would be upon his shoulders, and he would be our peace. Praise be to Jesus that he shares our flesh and blood. Wrapped in swaddling cloths, we have this great news along with the shepherds and along with the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and peace, goodwill toward men. We know as Christians what the angels were saying. Peace is not some thought and some idea. Peace is Jesus. We are at peace with God the Father through Christ Jesus, who lived, who died, who was raised, who was sent to the right hand of God, and is coming again in glory. This is the Jesus whom we worship. For we know that the Jesus that was laid in a manger at his birth was laid in a stone tomb at his death. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths at his birth. He was wrapped in burial cloths in the womb. But yet he came forth glorious from the tomb. And we hear, we see, we proclaim to all the world in the incarnation of Christ, the Savior of the world has come to us. And lastly, St. John said in the epistle lesson, he is the propitiation for our sins. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has acted, Holy Trinity, at Christmas, also at Good Friday and Easter. God the Father showed his love by sending his Son into the world, John said, to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means at the mercy seat in the heavens, the blood of Christ is sprinkled over the mercy seat of the cross. God sees the blood and atonement is made for all the world. God the Father sent his Son in love. God the Son, the Savior of the world, sacrificed himself upon the cross. You know, Simeon told Mary that one day a sword would pierce her heart too. Imagine Mary. Mary was the one who gave birth to Christ. Mary is the one that laid him in the manger. But Mary was also the one who saw her Son die upon the cross, but then saw him risen from the dead. Oh, how great is our joy this night, because God the Holy Spirit has given us love and faith, and we know what peace and love is. It's not that we love God, but that he loved us. Don't ever doubt that God loves you. Don't ever look for peace outside of Christ. You will never find it. Only in Christ Jesus are you at peace with God the Father. You have peace in your heart, and you're at peace with others. This joy that we have as we sing in the hymn verse, crown him the virgin Son, the God incarnate born. Fruit of the mystic rose, yet of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the babe of Bethlehem. This night, go home and read the lessons in John chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. And rejoice and meditate and treasure in your heart like Mary did. Jesus is true God and true man. I will rejoice with the shepherds and with the angels into eternity, rejoicing in the incarnation and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace that surpasses our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Take your hymnal and turn to the back cover. We stand to speak the Apostles' Creed. We stand to speak the Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He descended into heaven, and
and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, at the end of the pew there's a ritual friendship. Fill it out and pass it to the folks sitting next to you and tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. You gather the offerings, you may be seated. Stand to pray. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, You make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We pray the prayer our Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We have the lighting of the candles as we sing hymn 370, What Child Is This? You may be seated. Lusts, that they may be ready for your holy visitation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing Silent Night, hymn 363, and we will remain the candles lit also for the bell choir anthem after we sing the hymn 363.